USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House votes Thursday on a resolution to limit President Trump's war powers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the drone strike that killed the Iranian general Qasem Soleimani provocative and disproportionate. Democrats like Minnesota's Ilhan Omar say President Trump is too unpredictable.
This is a man who is both an arsonist and a fireman. He starts a crisis, then he wants to create the appearance of wanting to solve it.
But House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says now is not the time to hold back the president.
We should all be coming together to support our commander-in-chief to protect America, not debating how to limit the president's ability to defend this country.
A similar bill faces an uphill battle in the Republican-led Senate, and if passed, President Trump would veto it. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The day after Iran's attack on two Iraqi bases with U.S. personnel, there was relative quiet and plenty of assessment. President Trump spoke at the White House to calm people about the situation.
We must all work together toward making a deal with Iran that makes the world a safer and more peaceful place.
The administration says an early warning system and careful preparations led to no American lives being lost during the Iranian airstrike. Vice President Pence spoke with CBS.
We don't seek regime change in Iran, but we want to see the regime change its behavior. And so we'll continue to be prepared. We'll continue to confront Iran in the way that President Trump has done since early in this administration.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 161 points, the S&P up 16, and the NASDAQ up 60. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The House will vote on a war powers resolution on Thursday. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The measure aims to limit President Trump's authority to order military action against Iran. In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticizes the president's action to kill an Iranian general. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill were briefed regarding that killing, and Republican Congressman from Wyoming Liz Cheney says,
"We are absolutely unified as a conference, unified behind the president, unified with respect to the importance, the significance, and the righteousness of the act the president took to eliminate Qasem Soleimani from the battlefield."
The most well-known maker of plant-based imitation meat has backed out of a huge deal. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why.
Impossible Foods pulling out of a coveted deal to supply McDonald's with plant-based burgers, saying it's impossible for it to produce enough patties at this time to partner with the world's number one fast food chain. The reversal coming as the imitation meat makers have been trying to convince more and more restaurants to offer their products. Impossible Foods CEO Pat Brown says, quote, "It would be stupid for us to be vying for them right now." Speaking of McDonald's, adding, "We don't have the ability to scale up production at this time." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.